Hello, and welcome to the Public Sector View Radio, where we discuss trends impacting the adoption of video collaboration solutions across government, education, and healthcare. I'm Ryan Traden, the executive editor of the Public Sector View Online publication, and joining me today is Russ Colbert, the director of U.S. Federal Government Solutions at Polycom and a member of the board for the Federal Government Distance Learning Association. Also, Russ previously served as the United States Navy's video teletraining officer, where he helped design, implement, and manage the Navy's VTC network. As many of you may be aware, on October 7, 2015, Polycom conducted a webcast where the company announced multiple innovative and revolutionary unified communication solutions. Russ is joining us today to discuss why these solutions should be exciting to government entities, both federal and state and local. And he's also going to discuss the trends that are occurring in the federal and state and local government today that make these solutions mission critical. Russ, thanks for taking the time to join us today.
Hey, Ryan, it's really great to be with you. I've got a lot of exciting information to share with you and with our listeners today. Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to have you on. So first off, you know, Polycom held this enormous webcast on October the 7th where they announced multiple new technologies, not just one solution. I think there was four or five new solutions that the company implemented or announced, new innovations, new solutions that were all announced to the public. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about these new technologies? Also, which of these new technologies are you personally most excited about?
Ryan, you almost sound like you're running for office, or you're the media and you're questioning me. I'm running for office and you're trying to get in a whole bunch of questions all in one statement. Anyway, it's funny. But Ryan, there was a webcast and a major launch of products from Polycom on October 7th of this year, and that was kind of timed in accordance with our 25th anniversary as a company. And we had been doing a lot of work for a couple of years leading up to this launch on October the 7th, and it was a very, very exciting time for us. So we had about four major product announcements on that day. And there were webcasts, and there were demonstrations, and there were all sorts of meetings, customer meetings and partner meetings, and interested party meetings about the products, and it all turned out really nicely for us. And the products that were launched, the major products, was called the Real Presence Centro. That was a number one and a large major product that I really like, and it's my favorite. And I'm happy to share with you many reasons why I think it's my favorite as we go on through the interview today. Another one of the releases was called the Polycom Real Presence Trio. The Trio is a great product, and the Trio looks like an audio conferencing product right from Star Wars. It's a 3-point audio conferencing product with a very nice color touchscreen control system for it, HD audio. And the difference about the Trio, Ryan, is that it's a complete solution. It's called a smart hub, and it can include an extension from just audio conferencing and audio collaboration to audio and video collaboration. So it does include a camera for a display device, and that camera then sits right on top of a display, so your audio conference can progress like, you know, something that happens in a normal unified communication conversation from the audio to the video conferencing room, huddle room, workstation. It's a great product. And then another one of the products was the Real Presence Debut. Debut is a very small and very affordable video conferencing solution that connects to a display with two cables. Connect those two cables and the solution auto-configures, and you're up and running with a call from whatever different type of application that you need to run within your department and agency. Follow that, Ryan, with the Real Presence Media Line product and solution. I call this one a real solution because it's an all-inclusive display device, furniture, microphones, camera control system, all as a single part number. Really great to just select this product and drop it in to your specific application. And I think it's going to really work well for training applications. Now, Ryan, you might want to ask me why I think Centro is such a game changer for us and why it's my favorite. What do you think?
Well, I think you've asked yourself, so go right ahead.
Okay, a little humor there is good. So I would call the Centro product a game changer. That term has been used a lot, and it is. It's something very new. I have been in this business for many, many years, Ryan, because you know I love what we do and how we serve our customers and the benefits achieved by our customers. The Centro product is the most exciting product and solution that I've seen in a large number of years. It's so different. It's very, very unique, the way it looks and the way it operates and what it does for the users. For example, the word Centro, center of the room, it complies with these new philosophies of workplace of the future and the breaking down of the old traditional boardroom or meeting room or training room that we had in the past, where everyone sits around and maybe the speaker sits in the way in the back of the room and the far end see that person as a dust of sand on the beach. Well, the Centro is designed to be in the center of the room, and it uses a 360-degree camera. It's a little bit lower than these former systems that were mounted and installed on a wall up very high so that the people in the back of the room can see in the past. But now, being in the center of the room, everyone has equal opportunity to present, to discuss, to debate, by looking straight ahead into four 27-inch touchscreen displays that are wrapped around this 365-degree camera. And pretty much no user interface is controlling the Centro device. It's very, very neat and great to operate the unit itself. I love the way the 360-degree camera operates, Ryan, because it transmits an active speaker or a panoramic view. So as we're sitting around the equipment in that 360-degree circumference around the equipment, everyone sees everyone in the call. And when of course, for a government application, for example, then the senior flag officer or the senior presenting military officer would be seen as an active speaker in a larger window than the other participants. And that's very important to maintain a protocol within an agency or a department with their operations. So just to recap, Centro is my favorite. Great capabilities, the great look and feel. I've got a clock, a digital clock that I can see within the furniture, the base of the equipment. No wires are visible. I can plug my devices in to a charging station that's on each side of the component itself. So the electronics, the furniture, the displays, the way it looks, it's all very, very, very functional and very modern looking to support this new philosophy of workplace of the future and efficiency that we are experiencing.
And I have to say, and for our listeners, I'll put a picture of Centro in the article that wraps this podcast so that you all can see it, because this is a solution that I think everyone really needs to see. I think trying to describe it really doesn't do it justice. And you know, I think your really disruptive and innovative technologies, you know, when you first see them, they you do a double take because you've never seen anything quite like them. And Russ, I was on that webcast. I was watching them announce these solutions. And when they pulled a sheet off of Centro, I remember thinking to myself, well, what is that? And, you know, because it really wasn't like anything I had seen before. And you're 100% right. It's a reinvention in the way that people do video teleconferencing and the way people collaborate via video. And it's changing the focal point of the room from, you know, kind of a wall at the far point to the center. And it really is very exciting solution. It was my favorite too. So it's exciting to hear that we're both on the same page about this.
Thank you for that, Ryan. And I tell you, before we get on to the next question, just one more item about the Centro product. This has a backlight underneath the base of the furniture. So the backlight, there's a lot of automatic and automatic operation related to the product. It can detect a person walking into a room and activate itself. It can also activate and allows pairing of devices for transmitting content, always very important in collaborative meetings and training sessions and so forth. But the light underneath tells me if the system is in a call. If it tells me if it's not in a call, it tells me if my microphones are muted or not. And so for each user in the particular room itself, it gives good indication exactly what's happening. That builds confidence within the users, and that also builds adapting or utilization, the need, Ryan, to want to use this technology as compared to the way we did business in the past.
Excellent. I have to say, I definitely think the user experience, in my opinion, is a better user experience. I haven't gotten to use it yet, but hopefully I'll be able to play with it soon. So we talked about the one that you're most excited about. Let's switch gears and let's talk about other people now, not you, but which of these solutions do you feel like people within the government, and we're talking federal government, state and local government entities, you know, which of these solutions should they be the most excited about, or do you think they'll be the most excited and most interested in?
Well, I think the totality of everything that's available, Ryan, is what I see our customers being interested in. For example, if you just look at this portfolio or this suite of solutions, just the four that I've mentioned here, you've got a very low, high quality enterprise grade audio and video system. You've got a very, you know, with Trio, you've got a great entry point for the debut for medium and small departments and agencies within any level of government. You've got the media line, which gives you a little larger for the room, and then the Centro, which is a little bit different product and very new and unique, and you've got price points all along this range or suite of products. It just allows our customers to pick and choose based on number one, their budget, the size of their room and their applications, and the security requirements that are required to use these products. For example, I have a pilot project with NATO in operation right now, and they've selected the Centro product. And because the Centro is driven, the electronics are driving the operation of the system, which is based on a group coder-decoder unit, the internal workings of the electronics, that's security approved. And so just all we had to do to get started was do a network security scan, and then the operation will begin in just a few days for that project. So maintaining the level of security, and that's what it's all about, the budget, the room size, and the real applications, what's important, what the technology is going to be doing for the customers, and that's what I believe should always be the driving force in creating excitement and acceptance of these type of solutions.
So you brought up something interesting, which is something that I noticed about all these solutions as well, which is, you know, you now have solutions across all the different price points. You have a solution pretty much for every single room. And for me, when I look at these solutions and I look at an overarching trend across all of them, you know, if I had to put my finger on it, I would say that, you know, the trend here is a movement to make video more pervasive across the enterprise. You know, get it out of the boardroom, get it out from being these big telepresence solutions that were in executive boardrooms that only the C-level executives would use, and make video pervasive across the enterprise, available to everyone in any size room. And you're doing that by making the price points, you know, varied price points from lowest to very high, and making the solutions work in different room types. So, like I said, you know, pervasiveness across the enterprise really, to me, is one of the things that we're seeing with these solutions and new solutions entering the marketplace. So why do you think that is so important? Speaking from a federal government, a state and local government perspective, why is it so important that that video is becoming pervasive across the enterprise, considering trends that you see going on in the government right now?
Well, it's because of those trends, Ryan. Simply, it's because of the trends in our changing society, in our workplace. Our people, our individuals that we have in our in the government are changing, and they're demanding to do things differently while maintaining a certain level of security. And that's fueling the adoption and the acceptance of the technology. So, you know, like you said, one of the major trends in the industry is that our society is changing. People have to communicate from the train, from the automobile. I know that's a little scary, but it's the truth. From the automobile, from their huddle station, from their huddle room, from their circular area that they're working and collaborating together. And that's the way that they are working and being very efficient. This new way of working is also being more and more accepted by the agencies that we serve and that people work for, Ryan. And that's doing nothing but increasing the adoption of this technology. We, as a company, have to make it work with 100% reliability rate, and we have to make the experience that the people have a great one, and that's kind of directing us in this no user interface situation where things are detected automatically, can activate, and can even place a call by just pressing an icon on a screen or clicking with your mouse a little icon that says join the meeting. So whether it's a huddle room, a desktop, a mobile device, a tablet, a large training room, a doctor's office, easy to use, integrated into my workflow, a great experience for myself, dropping price points, increasing quality, decreasing size of electronics, for example, with my mobile devices. All of those things are fueling this adoption of the technology in our government applications.
So another trend that I've seen, so one of them was the pervasiveness, and it sounds like, you know, really at the end of the day, it's just this change in the way people are working. You know, it's the hoteling, it's the desk sharing, it's these more collaborative environments with the huddle rooms that's really driving the need for us to have video everywhere, plus the adoption of video. Everyone's getting used to it and they're longing for video now. But the other trend that I really saw was an integration with existing productivity and collaboration solutions. So Microsoft Link, Skype for Business, it seems like all of these solutions now natively integrate or work with solutions like those. Why is that important for the government? So, you know, federal government, state and local government, why do they care about integrations between their unified communication solutions and productivity solutions like Link and Skype for Business? You know, what advancements do that deliver? Is it ease of use? What functioning, scheduling, does that deliver for them? And what other ways does it benefit the government?
Ryan, I'm sorry. I would say that there's two answers, and both of them are very related to each other. One is budget, and one is department and agency efficiencies, budget and efficiency. That's why it is important. For example, if you and I are walking into a government agency, we want to keep the investments that they've made in infrastructure and in technology in place. We don't want to come in and say, hey, Mr. or Miss Agency, you have to rip out technology that you had in the past and purchase all this new technology. We probably would be escorted to the door very rapidly if we started a conversation like that. So, you know, departments and agencies have made investments in infrastructure, and some of those infrastructures are some of those solutions that you mentioned, like Microsoft Link and Skype for Business. Those are completely collaborative solutions that also act as a call control platform, Ryan, for voice conferencing. So having the ability to natively register to those type of solutions with Polycom products and solutions is incredible. It extends the use of the investment that agencies have previously made in technology and adds a new level of tools available at their fingertips to be used with these upgraded solutions. For example, if I have a Polycom solution, let's select our new Media Line product. Let's put that in a NATO room or a U.S. Army room, for example, or a state of XYZ training room. And if we register that to Microsoft Link, then I have additional features which work very effectively for me in the training environment. I have polling, so I could ask my students like Ryan and Mr. Doe and John Smith, what do you think of this math formula that we just discussed? In fact, could you give me an answer? And the answer could be a certain number, B, a certain number, and C, a certain number, and D, or none of the above. So the users that are in the conference with me for this training could just select a number. I instantly would have that feedback. It would be tabulated for me. I would see it, and I have that information recorded, and voila. So I've got instant feedback from all of my learners throughout my network. This is just one example of the extension of the tools that are available with this easy to integrate, easy to register to a Skype for Business collaborative session. That's just one example, Ryan, and there are others.
Excellent. So we're going to switch gears a little bit. We've talked about these new solutions, some of the trends that we're seeing across them, and how that kind of relates to what we're seeing in the federal government. But let's talk a little bit about adoption. So video teleconferencing, at this point, this is a technology that's been around for a little while. And definitely within the last couple of years, we've seen HD audio, we've seen HD video available in these solutions, that could really kind of overcome some of the challenges with, audio quality, video quality that we saw in past decades. We are seeing solutions and protocols that don't have the bandwidth drain that they used to. Good video teleconferencing solutions have been available for a little while now. Why do you think government agencies haven't adopted those yet? And if you're dealing with a government organization, whether it be federal or state and local, that hasn't already adopted VTC, what about these new solutions do you think would make them jump on VTC now?
Very simple. I think that a lot of our government agencies have adopted this kind of technology, Ryan. I think they have. I think that their level of adoption is increasing, and it gets back to why society is changing and demanding it, and they are realizing all the wonderful benefits that come and accompany the use of the technology and how the technology solves problems for the agency itself. And I think all those factors are coming together. The great quality of the audio and the video and the data, the ability to record information, the demand for citizen services is with us today, and the automatic operation of the technology is kind of forcing the adoption rate to go up, and the decreasing prices. All of these things are creating an equation of increased adoption, and that's what I think it's marketing 101. User A tells user B, which tells user C. The word gets out. There are some case studies and some agencies that are willing to share their return on investment with use of the technology. Without sacrificing the loss of security and information assurance. That's what we are experiencing. That information assurance, Ryan, is critical in today's world because we live in a world of cyber threats, which are greatly increasing. And so from a manufacturing standpoint like us, then creating the ability to guarantee this information, whether it be connecting to Type 3 encryption devices or using internal encryption, kind of guarantees and assures that the information desired to send to your remote locations reaches those locations.
And so I'm going to make this our last question. We're coming up on our time here, but you know, obviously this is a very exciting time for unified communications and video teleconferencing just in general. You know, we have some very exciting new technologies coming down the pike, all these innovations. You know, what do you envision the impact of these technologies will be long term? You know, what does the future of UC and government look like, say, you know, 5 or 10 years from now? And what impact will this have on the government and how the government services its citizens?
Well, if I knew the complete answer to that, I probably would be a little more wealthier than I am right now, Ryan. But I see the trend. You know, the past and to what we see today could be an indication of what we're going to see tomorrow. And I would say that the adoption rate within the government, not only in the United States but abroad, is going to continue to grow. The dependence upon technology, collaborative technologies, is going to continue to grow. You know, in the past, people called, like you said in the very beginning of this interview, the using the technology was for the few people, and it's going to become available for everyone today and tomorrow. It's no longer a toy. It's a critical tool for business and for governments, and I think we'll continue to see lots of things working together, lots of integration of capabilities and features and products, and the user experience growing and growing with that continued lower bandwidth, higher qualities, faster data transmissions, ability of synchronous and asynchronous collaborative work being merged together, the merger of audio and video blending together in such a way, just like you see with the Trio product, that you no longer can even say an audio conference, a video conference. Forget it, because everything is audio and video and data. It's all converging together. And I think we'll see, in my opinion, the BYOD bring your own device, turn into the BYOX, which means bring your own anything. And from our standpoint, we have to ensure that we're ready to make sure that the bring your own anything into the collaborative session can operate anywhere and anytime.
Excellent. Well, Russ, unfortunately, that is all the time that we have for today. But you know, I want to thank you for being on the program. You've been working with video teleconferencing, unified communications in the federal government for decades now. You were an early adopter with the Navy. You know, the level of passion that you bring to video in the public sector, it's absolutely amazing. It's always a joy having you on the program and having you contribute to the publication, because I really don't think there's anyone who's seen as much and is as passionate for this as you are.
Well, Ryan, I thank you very much for those comments, and I do love the technology. That's one of the reasons I've stuck with it so long. And believe me, I have seen the technology go from its very beginning stages to what we just talked about with the Centro and the Trio and the MediaLine and the Debut. It's a different world that we live in today, and wow, we've come a long way with the technology, and it is exciting.
Excellent. Well, thank you again, Russ. And for our listeners, I want to thank you. We appreciate you joining us today for the program. And I encourage you to check back in the coming weeks when we'll be featuring even more episodes of the Public Sector View Radio.